are up to Rami Le'abai Le'Rava. Now, let's find it. In Daf Chav Chesam Aleph, 28a, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th line after the word Gemara. Rami Le'abai Le'Rava. Abaya asked Rava the following contradiction. Tanan, Hamevi get v'nichar zakan el-chayla. Somebody brings a get, and he leaves the husband, old or sick, nice and labacheski shulkayim. That was our Mishnah, that you can give the get to the woman, assuming that the husband is still alive. Yes, we gave clauses that he's not 80 and he's not a geisus, but basically in a regular case, a healthy man gives a get, right, and he sends it to China. The guy arrives in China 2.5 years later. He can give the get, assuming that the husband's alive. Urminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. A guy says to his wife, he wants the get to kick in an hour before he dies, and I'm not going to get involved in prayer. We'll just leave it alone. He wants the get to kick in an hour before he dies. This will be a discussion in the seventh parak, exactly how that works. Asur lechol truma miyad. So every day we say, this might be his last hour. He divorced her an hour before he died. He's a kayin. She's eating because she's the wife of a kayin. Maybe he's going to die an hour from now, within the hour. Therefore, she can no longer ever eat truma. Now, what do you mean? 2.5 years later, we give the get, assuming he's alive. And here, the minute he gives her the get, and he says an hour before he dies, there goes the truma because he might die within the hour. Amalai, this is what Abaya asked Rabba. Amalai, so Rabba answered him, truma gitin karamis? Now, this is a very interesting Gemara, and I will point out why it's interesting momentarily. Rabba's answer is, you're asking a contradiction from Truma to Gittin? What, Ramis, you're asking? Rami asked your contradiction. Rami is the language we use when a question is based on a contradiction. What? Rimino, Rami, Ramis. Ramis means you are being Rami. You are being the one asking the contradiction. Truma Efsher. Truma, it's possible to say, don't eat Truma, she can eat Chulin. Get, Loy Efsher. With Get, we're playing around. You won't be able to give a Get. That's rough for a lady. Meaning, basically, we rely on the Chazaka that he's alive. But by Truma, we can be Machmer. We can afford to be Machmer by Truma. Whereas we can't afford to be Machmer by Get, because the poor lady won't be able to get the Get. So we can't, by get, have the chumrah, so we're mekel. Whereas by truma, we can afford the chumrah, let her eat chulin. And therefore, we ask her to eat truma. Rashi?
Is that to say that the chazaka, by nature, is a hetzer?
Yeah, chazaka says, assume that didn't change.
You could also be a chumrah or not?
Well, sometimes not. No, chazaka means when you don't know what happened, assume things didn't change.
Is it employed in a way that it's like a heter?
Sometimes it's used for heter, and sometimes it's used for answer.
So this parrot is just
not picking heter and answer. It's saying, really, you can ride chazaka. Really, you can eat truma. But we can be machmer. We can't be machmer by yet. Just to point out that really this answer has the thing, because who cares if you can give the get? If he's not dead, if he's not alive, he's dead. She's an amana anyway. Who cares? What difference does it make? What do you mean? You give her the get. If he's not alive, she's dead. He's dead. If he is alive, the get is good. He has to, the estate has to pay the ksuba whether he divorced or he died.
Yeah, but she demanded the divorce.
I'm sorry?
Therefore, she would not get the ksuba, she demanded the divorce.
Again, Gatloy Efsher is saying we can't lock this woman up and not give her a get. Give her a get. What are we doing wrong to her?
Did she marry a kayin?
There's two answers. One is to say, A, in a case of Yibum, right? In a case of Yibum, because if it's a get, she doesn't need Yibum. If he died, she does need Yibum. So we don't want to lock her up in that case that we rely on the get, and therefore she won't need Yibam. But then the question is, so fine, that's in very minute cases. It's in a very small percentage of cases. Most cases don't have Yibam. So you can say, Leiplug, since in some cases it does make a difference, so Chazal said, rely on Chazak in all cases. He said, most of the time it won't make a difference. Again, it makes a difference to marry a Kayan. That would be another case that makes a difference. In most cases, it wouldn't make the difference. But the answer is, we can't take, since we have to, in certain cases, allow the get to be given, so we're not machmer. And we say, give the get. Even though majority of cases, who cares?
What?
Why is Rashi yet? Rashi. Asura lecho batishah and asura lekayin shechelos b'shvilei. Asura miyad. Choshayte chashin and akshav yamas. We're always afraid he might die. Am chashin and lemisa. Truma evshelius nizaynes b'chulin. It's possible. Get le evshel mechish lemilsa. The chayshes ain lach shaleach get le ishtai. A guy will say, why am I sending my get to my wife in China? I might die. They won't give it. And then, v'heini gunais, because then they're not receiving a get, and they don't know if their husband died. They're better off sending the get, meaning this. Reuben wants to divorce his wife. Says to himself, by the time the shliach gets to China, he won't be able to give it anyway, so why am I bothering? So he won't send it. That's how Rashi's learning. Because if he knows that the shliach can't give it, he won't send it. Now, our kasha was, why can't he send it? And the shliach can give it, and even if you don't go b'chazaka, he's dead. Send it, let the shliach give it, and either he's alive and he divorced her, or he's dead and she's a widow. Why doesn't he want to send the get? Because the shliach won't be able to give it? Why not? If we're machmer, the shliach won't be able to give it. Let him give it. She's either a widow or divorced. The answer is there'll be certain cases that it'll create a problem. So therefore, they made a light plug. That's what I'm saying. So in most cases, in majority of cases, why wouldn't the shliach give it again? What, because maybe the husband's not alive, then for sure she can get married. He is alive, so she's divorced. The answer is Kayin or Yibum. So because of that, they said, rely on Chazaka, just give it, she's divorced, she can do whatever she wants. The difficulty in this Gemara is that the next line, Verami Truma Truma, I have a contradiction in Truma. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael Nesu'a L'Kayim V'Aluch Ba'ilim Dina Sayam, Echelos B'Truma B'Chatz Kishu L'Kayim. The very same Mishnah we just quoted has the next case of a Bas Yisrael married to a Kayin and her husband left to China, she can keep on eating Truma. Raminu. Now Tysus has a problem. I mean, when Rabbi gave the answer between get and truma, didn't he read the next line in the Mishnah? Gemara asked the contradiction from get to truma. Rabbi says, no, you can't compare get and truma. So Gemara says, fine, read the next line in the Mishnah. Where it says truma, you rely on chazaka. So Rabbi, who gave the answer of the difference get and truma, he didn't read the Mishnah? His answer is no answer. The next line of the Mishnah shows that the answer is not a difference between get and truma. It's a Mishnah. It's not a Braita. 101 for an Amira is they knew every Mishnah. Braitas, there are many they didn't know. Mishnah? Tysus asks this question. And Tysus is a Kiddush. Tysus says, Shekein Derech Hashas. You answer the question you're asked. You don't look at the next line. That Kasha, I have an answer. It's a big Kiddush. It's not like you found an other Mishnah. It's in the very same Mishnah one line later. which says there's no reason to differentiate between get and truma, because the Mishnah doesn't differentiate between get and truma. So again, I'm leaving it with Tyson's answer, Chikain Derech Hashas, which is what Dr. Harris was saying also. Zakti Gemara Baiter. So that's the stira with truma to truma. Amar Ravada Breder of Yitzchak. Shiny Hassam, Shari Asr Olav, Shoachas Kaidem Yitzhasayim. Meaning like this. Now Rashi says this is a Daichik answer. So I'm going to try to explain it. But Rashi identifies this as a Daichik answer. And the answer is that we're not afraid he's going to die. He has a chazaka to live. But the Isser Truma, the case of Shoachas Kaidem Mitzasayim, doesn't need him to have died. He can still be alive in its Isser and Truma. And therefore, since...
What?
Because he said an hour before he dies. Yeah, whatever it is. It doesn't need something to have happened. She's asked him if she's still alive. So therefore, Chazaka can say he didn't die. Chazaka is not saying he didn't die here. No, he didn't die, but it doesn't make a difference. He can still be asked while she's alive. Now, I'm trying not to say the next Gemara's answer, so we'll learn Rashi and see how Rashi explains this. Shiny Asim Sharash Shagas Kaidal Misa said, Loilam Rashin Lamisa. We're not afraid he's going to die. But Shiny Haka Sharash Mechaim Shagas Kaidal Misa said, the whole Shaitik Lisuka Bahu Shaitish Asi the Lesser. She doesn't need death to become Asar. She becomes Asar while she's alive. The Shinuya the Chuki was a crash, it's a Daichik. Behind the Parak Levi, Lab the Rashin Lamisa, me my Davigita, the Loilam my inspiration, and Asim Mechaim, though me my inspiration, the other Lagat Loilam. The Gemara is going to say, this is based on the assumption that sometimes one, at one point while she's alive, she's going to become Asur and Truma. Therefore we say, listen, she's going to become Asur while she's alive, so we ask her now. Who says she's ever going to become Asur when she's alive? She might die first. She might be able to live out the rest of her life eating Truma. The Gemara is saying, since at one point while she's alive, she's going to become Asur, we have to ask her now. And the Gemara's question is going to be, who says? She might live to the end of her life and never be Asur and Truma. That's how, again, Rashi calls it Shniya Dechika. It's a Daichik answer. We're saying is, she's going to become Asur one point in her life. And since she's going to become Asur one point in her life, so we have to ask her now. This might be the point in life. And the Gemara's catch is, who says she's ever going to become Asur at one point in her life? Yes.
He may outlive her.
What?
Because he may outlive her.
May outlive her. Correct.
So can you say that with the way the Gemara is explaining Chazaka by Truma?
I knew you would say that. And I'm not saying that because the Gemara is going to give a second Teretz that says that. So that can't be the Teretz the Gemara is saying. I know what you're going to say. Yes. That's going to be the second tarot to the Gemara. It's obviously the Gemara didn't mean that here. That's why Rashi... No, because if that's what it means, then the Gemara wouldn't have the next question. Right, again, we have to learn the Gemara. The Gemara says an answer slugs it up. Your explanation of the answer would not be sluggable. Like up a boom. Frank the Gemara Moscow Republic might eat my separation to me, eat my separation. She might die first. She might never become Asher while she's alive. So why are you assuming that at one point she's going to become Asher while she's alive?
You're not going to become Asher when she's dead.
What?
She
no, but maybe she'll never become Asher. The answer is saying at one point she'll become Asher, so we have to Asher her. Zog the Gemara, Elam Rabbi Eloi Kasha. Ha, Rameir, the Chayesh Lamisa. Ha, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chayesh Lamisa. We had a machloikas by the barrel, if you remember, a little while back. Are we afraid that the barrel will break? Are we not afraid that the barrel will break by a freshest truma? People that worry that the barrel breaks are afraid that people die. People that don't worry about the barrel breaking aren't afraid that people will die. And therefore, one Mishnah that says, don't worry that he died, going like the Mount Eben, it says, don't worry about the barrel breaking. And the Mishnah that says, do worry he's going to die, it's saying, we worry about the fact that the barrel might break.
What's the connection
with
dying and the barrel breaking?
Do be afraid, but again, the barrel is whole now. Why is the three Mount Yamim afraid, Shem Yibaka Hanoid? Can't rely on the separation of Truma because the barrel might break. What do you mean? The barrel's intact now.
Well, why did you bring the barrel thing? Meaning, is Chai Shlomisa and
the same concept of Chazaka. The barrel's intact. The guy is alive.
Yeah, but meaning the person is more fragile than... A person is more fragile than a barrel. A person has many, or either way, is one. If your whole node is going to break.
So the Achronim asked you, Kasha, I don't have a good answer. And they say death happens automatically, barrels don't break automatically.
I like that answer.
It's Kasha. That's saying it's not a good comparison. We're comparing the breaking of the barrel to death. Achronim asked Rabbi Cohn's question of barrels break automatically. I'm sorry, people die automatically. Everybody dies. Not all barrels break. Yes, Harvey.
Why did we have to use examples here of the Cohen going out of town? A woman could be married to a Cohen, and she could be eating truma, and he could die at any moment not in her presence. He doesn't have to be out of town. He doesn't have to be on a trip. He doesn't have to be in China. Under one way of thinking, we would never let her eat truma, because who knows? Why do we have to go to barrels?
Tzitzis addresses your question, which is, forget about him going out of town. He goes to shul. She shouldn't be able to eat truma. He goes to work. She shouldn't be able to eat truma. Who says he's alive?
Travel background is different.
Again, either you have the chazaka or you don't have the chazaka. If we're saying we're afraid the barrel will break, it might break tomorrow, it might break a week, it might break a month. Death might come at the same intervals. So Tysus answers that the Gemara never meant to compare chazaka meaning whether a guy died or not is in the past. Whether a guy will die is future. The Gemara understands at this point that the fear of he might die is only long-term, not short-term. Short-term, the Gemara understands that we're not afraid the guy will die. It's only long-term. So therefore, when he goes to work at short-term, just like we say he didn't die yet, we're assuming he's not dying immediately or in the near future, and I don't know what near future would mean. The Gemara likes the case of going away because that's long-term. And the Gemara says that according to one Mandi Amar, we're afraid long-term that he might die, not short-term.
So does this fit within the concept of chazaka or not? I don't quite understand that answer.
At this point,
is this part of the...
I think if we learn five more lines, we'll be able to come back and look at this at a different... At least I'll be able to explain it from a different angle, so it might make it easier. Let me give me five more lines. Zakti Gemara Ditan, Halakeach Yai Mibein Akustim Oimer, Shnei Lugim Shani Yassad Afrish, Arei Tuma, Asarim Maitzer... I'm sorry. Asarim Maitzer Rish and Tisha Maitzer Sheini, Umecho V'shaisim Yad, and he can redeem the Maitzer Sheini. We had this. Diver Emeir. Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon, Eitzer. Rashi, Elam Rabbi, Eitan Avadeh Chai Shlomisa. The Tana that's afraid he died is Chai Shlomisa. The Gash of the Masis, the Dogger Remeri. The Chai Shlomisa is Hanoid. Not afraid. Eitzer and Shem Yibak Hanoid. Rav Amar, this is what I wanted to get to. Shem Amez Lech Hashinon, Shema Yamas Chashina. Zok Rava, Chazaka is only in the past. Chazaka can't tell you anything about future. Let me try to explain Rava, and then once we explain Rava, we have to go back to Abaya. Rava is saying, Chazaka doesn't tell us a fact. There are some things that are called Birur, and there are some things that are called Din. Let me explain that. Lamashal, Edom. When Edom come and tell us something happened, that is clarification. The Torah said the best clarity you can get is two witnesses. They tell you what happened. So if you want to know why we're judging by Edom, because we know what happened. Roiv. Roiv is majority. Majority tells us that's probably what happened. So you ask, why do you go by majority? Because that's probably what happened. It's not that we don't know and we're throwing darts and we just go by Roiv as a backup when we don't know. Roiv tells us what probably happened. And the Torah said, assume probably is probably what happened. It's called a birur. It clarifies to us. We're relying on it because it's clarity. Chazaka doesn't clarify. Because the guy was alive yesterday, he's alive today. There's no real reason to assume that. It's because the Torah says, when you don't know what happened, assume nothing changed. Not because you have any clarity in the matter, but because the Torah is telling me how to deal when we don't have clarity. This is the fallback option of no clarity. Leave things the way they were. So the Torah didn't tell us Chazaka is to clarify to us what probably happened. Not true. Chazaka says you don't know what happened. Leave things alone. A guy throws a get to his wife, and we don't know whether she got divorced or not. We don't know where it landed. Chazaka says she's still married. Doesn't clarify what happened. It's what the Torah tells us to do when you don't know what happened. So Zok Rava, that works in the past. The Torah said halacha. When you don't know what happened, assume it didn't change. But it can't tell us when you don't know what will happen, assume it won't change. There's no chazaka to tell us that things won't change. Chazaka is saying, if you don't know what happened, assume it didn't change. There's no halacha that says, if you don't know what happened, assume it won't change. That's Rava's job. Therefore, you want to know if he died? Assume he didn't die. You want to know whether he will die? We have no way. The tyrant never gave us a rule saying, assume he won't die. There's no such rule. The rule of Chazaka was only set in the past, not in the future. That's Rava's pshat, which is the way we passed him. There's no chazaka that things won't change. Because if chazaka were a clarification, then you could say the odds of things changing are as less, or as little, or as minority as, you know, in the future as much in the past. But if chazaka is not a clarity, it's not telling you he didn't die. It's telling you the tyrant knows you can't find out. So the tyrant told you this is what you do when you don't know. But this special halacha is said in the past. Now, it's not in the future. The tyrant never gave us that halacha.
But time is past. You're in the future now. Time is past.
So therefore, we can give. That's why he can give the get. Exactly.
Yeah, but that makes.
Because now we're dealing, did he die in the past or not? The guy left the guy 2.5 years ago. He's now in China.
But that action happened. So now the future, 2.5 years has passed, and now you're in the future.
I'm not in the future. I'm in the present, and I'm looking to see what happened in the last 2.5 years. I'm thinking past.
Yeah, how would the future look?
In the case of the guy said, his wife can't eat chuma an hour before he dies. He's divorcing her an hour before he dies. So now, at 6:25 and 34 seconds, she doesn't know whether he's going to be alive by 7:25 and 34 seconds. So you want to say that since he's alive now, he will be alive in an hour. You need Chazaka to tell us that it won't change in the next hour. There's no such halacha b'chazav. That's what Rav is saying.
Why isn't that a rove?
Because it's not a statistical right.
If you take the number of days of a person's life, and the odds are that tomorrow he's going to be alive.
Depends on a million factors.
But a person lives 100 years, it's 365,000 days. So only one out of the 365,000 days is he's not going to be alive the next day. 364,999 days, he is going to be alive the next day.
Why don't we say arrive that he won't die the next day? I don't know. I have to think about it.
Yeah.
But that's not Chazak.
Rabbi?
Now, Harvey, I want to get back to your question on Abaya. Abaya did not differentiate. Abaya said, Chazaka can tell us he won't die. That's what Abaya said. Chazaka can tell us, just like he didn't die, he won't die. So the Manyamin that says we're afraid the barrel will break, so we're afraid he will die, Taisa says, Abaya didn't mean that we're afraid he'll die immediately. We're not afraid the barrel will break immediately either. We're afraid that over time, he will die. And therefore, we can't rely on Chazaka because this Manyama is afraid of change. The other Manyama says, Chazaka says, treat it as if it won't change, like it didn't change. So Abaya is saying there can be a Chazaka in the future, according to one Manyama. And the other Manyama says, no, because just like you don't trust the barrel to stick around, you don't trust people to stick around. So Tosis, Abaya never meant he goes to work. You have to be afraid. Abaya meant over a period of time. It doesn't say exactly what that period of time is. Yes, Harvey. Harvey, you have a question?
I'm sorry, I accidentally muted myself. According to this conception that Chazaka only goes looking at the past, what if we had the same circumstance, but now we're looking at the woman's impermissibility of eating truma? In other words, after the fact, she was given this saying
she can assume her husband's alive.
So even
meaning
though
like
after the
husband goes to China, she's eating truma 2 years later, 10 years later, because every day when she eats truma, she's posketing, is he alive now? The answer is, Chazaka says, assume things didn't change.
Ah, okay. All right, so she was okay. Even though she did not know of his death and she was still eating truma, Chazaka protects her in that circumstance.
Right, exactly. But Chazaka can't say he won't die. He can only say he didn't die.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's not a clarification. It's a way to deal when you don't know. And that halacha was only said in the past, not in the future. That's what Rav is saying. So when a woman eats truma, she's posketing on the past. In the case when he told her to get it'll kick in an hour before he dies, she has to posket on the future. And the Torah didn't allow for Chazaka to work them. And Abaya says, that depends on that machloikas of Shem Yibakar night. Yes, Hirsch. And this is the way you wanted to learn the first answer.
Just to sum everything up, basically, the employee gets whether the employee rive or not in Chazaka, correct?
You're adding the word rive. I don't know what to do with that question that query asked.
Abaya and Rava. I mean, Abaya discusses rive.
He says Chazaka can tell us it won't happen. He didn't say a word about rive. Who said about a rive? You're explaining that Abaya holds Chazaka works like a rive.
He mentions Rav, Chazaka, Rav doesn't.
Who doesn't mention a word about Rav?
I can understand the mayor and the Yehuda as Rav.
If you want to, but that's your interpretation. That's your interpretation. Abaya didn't mention it. I can learn it without Rav. I can learn it that the same halacha that said you can assume things didn't change tells us you can assume in the future.
I would think that Chazaka, meaning as which is an idea put forth by the Torah, has nothing to do with Rav, Abaya adds in it, maybe
again, Herb Schenfield is entitled to give his interpretation, but you can't blame it on Abaya. You don't know that that's what Abaya means. That's your interpretation of what Abaya means. I could learn Abaya differently.
So why would he bring it in?
He didn't say the word right once. It's Chazakah. The barrel is intact. Can you assume the barrel will be intact in a month from now?
So that question is statistical.
Well, every Chazakah in the future is going to be statistical. And every Chazakah in the past is going to be statistical. But Teretz, that's not why Chazakah works. Chazakah is not saying, assume he didn't die because most people don't die. Well, who told you that?
Whether a person died or not,
I don't know why in the world you're assuming that the Machlokes Remain Reb Yehuda is statistical. This is your shot in there, Machlokes. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. Correct. Now, Corey asked the question, what happened to Rife? Rife people won't die. And every single day there's a Rife that they won't die. Exactly. Corey asked, why isn't Chazaka, why can't we say Rife? I don't know the answer. But that's not Chazaka. Chazaka is not based on a birur. We're not clarifying. It's what the time. Because there's cases of Chazaka that you can't use right. The same mashal. Reuven throws his wife a get. We don't know whether it landed in her yard or not. We don't know. Chazaka says, assume she's married. Is there a statistical right? The answer is Chazaka says, this is the Torah's solution of dealing with an issue where you can't clarify. Right, it's a clarification. Right says, probability tells us that this is what happened. So you know what happened based on probability. Are you 100% sure? No. But you're 85% sure.
When you throw the cat, there's nothing to say that it did.
Right. Or nothing to say that it didn't. No, Chazaka will pass the Shikini Truma.
When you can apply
Rive, yes. Tyra says go by Rive. The Kohen is asking, a lot of Chazakas are based on should be based on statistical rights. See, the flaw in the Taina of Rive is everybody dies. What? I can't hear you. Right, a Rive weakens as life goes on. Right. You know, this is the game, many halakhas, by the way, this halakha of Chazaka in the future. Chazaka that a woman who didn't see dam, who didn't have a discharge of blood, is tar. She has a chesk is tar. Can Chazaka pass them that she didn't see till now, she won't see in the next day or two. Because that's a Chazaka of the future. Yeah, but it has to be a legal hector. We can't make them up. True.
The
Mishnah said that being matter a woman to her husband is like an iguna shayla. A person should take it just as serious as an iguna shayla to look for a heter, just like he would look for a heter to be matter an iguna. Yes?
So
that employment of tzedakah? Is that a way of saying it?
Abaya is saying yes. Rav is saying nobody would use tzedakah for that. I don't know. According to Rav, then nobody holds chazaka shem yamos. So why do we say that you are chayshish to bekiyas hanayis? I mean, why is your mayor not chayshish? I don't know. I guess it's like so infrequent to him that it's like, again, going back to the same thing we said before, not every barrel ever breaks. Everybody does die. He's not a rave, it's a fact. Rameir, yes, happens to be Chayesh Lemuta. But I don't know, but here's the one thing he's not worried.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Not every 20-year-old.
Well, the Gemara's going to ask you a question, I'm sorry. The next piece of Gemara, my mistake. I'm going to learn about it by Master Rabbi. I know you think Hashem is pligi. Rameir doesn't afraid of Bekiyas Hanayit, that's future. I'm reviewing him in Skarta. Shiny night, the Ebsher, the Muscular Lishimer. You can guarantee that it won't break. You can hire a watch person to make sure it doesn't break. Muscular Mashar Shah Vagasitzer. Your watchman needs a watchman. Meaning maybe he'll be. How can you guarantee anything? Dr. Gemara Elam Arava Shema Mesla Hashina Shema Yamas Tanohi. You're right. Remeir holds, you can rely on Chazaka for the future. And Shema Meis, everybody holds you not Chayesh.
That
means according to Abaya and Rav, the Machlekes now is, to Rabaya, if you're not afraid he will die, you're not afraid that he did die. If you are afraid he will die, you are afraid that he did die. And according to Rav, nobody's afraid he died. They're arguing, can Chazaka tell us he won't happen? But Remei Reina Kadami is using Chazaka for the future. Barrels that break are usually because something hits it, something avoids it. That's what the Gemara is saying. It doesn't disintegrate by itself. Rashi.
I said, true question. Can a Chazaka tell you it
won't happen? Machlokes, according to Rabbi, says that's a Machlokes Tanoim. Abaya says everybody agrees. No, Rabbi also says it's a Machlokes Tanoim. But Abaya says that same Machlokes Tanoim is whether it can tell you it did happen or not.
Are they also arguing as to how the Torah defines it, or they're just further extending?
No, it's what the Torah's definition of Chazaka is. Rashi Shem Meisel Chashinon, the Kmina Chazaka Shenicha Chai, because the Kain Shalom Din Siyam, he was like Yoshen and his heiress, Elam K. Meis, unless he already died. Abazu Shenayis Nageta Menashe Yogo Shoach Eskretel Mitzasai, Vashem Yomath Miyad Vade Chashinon, Loimor Leil Chazaka Balki, because that's not ruining Chazaka, because it doesn't talk about future. Isn't breaking the barrel like future? According to a mayor, if a guy says to his wife, this is again an hour before you die, she can eat truma. Because the same chazaka of the paskin in the past can paskin in the future. That was Avram Cohen's question, and I said that Chorin and Maskin don't have an answer.
You're a mayor, same.
Again, and that's Avram Cohen's question, and now Maish Cohen's question, that it's not the same.
Again,
death happens naturally. Barrels don't break naturally. That's the kasha that the Mepharshim had. What? Yeah, but the Gemara seems to say that the problem is Shema Yivsha, Rashi learns. Somebody will be negligent and not watch it. That means you could guard it, theoretically. Nobody can be guarded from death.
How many 2,000-year-old barrels are there?
I haven't checked.
I'm just saying,
let's go to the Smithsonian and see. I don't know.
I'm saying, I'm just
percentage of barrels that make it that long does not remain.
People throw them away. That's what usually happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. People store wine in barrels for 100 years. No, isn't there wine that's stored for who knows how long in basements and cellars and wine cellars? I mean, not in my basement, but I don't know. Right there. So the Mishnah's last case was that somebody sends his chatas memdinas hayam. We can be makrov, but assuming he's still alive. How can he send his chatas from far away? There's a rule that says that the guy has to lean on his carbon. And if he sends it from far away, he's not leaning on his carbon. And that halacha says he has to lean on the carbon. Now, it's not ma'akev. You can skip smicha and the carbon is still kosher. But if the guy can do smicha, we don't allow carbon without smicha. We say, come and do smicha. Now, if the guy can't come halachically, he's tamei, or he's an R, or whatever it is, so then we allow a carbon to be brought without smicha. But if he's sending it, come. And the Gemara does not use an excuse it's difficult for him to come. So the Gemara wants to know, let's tell the guy, don't send your carbon, come, and do smicha the way it's supposed to be done. Because we learn that from a pasuk, Rashi, v'bina smicha, v'tanya b'taris kandam, samach yadai, v'lo yad b'noi, yadai, v'lo yad shluchai. I'm just reading you a taris kandam, you can ask the question to the taris kandam. That's what the pasuk said. Amar Rav Yaisa b'karben nashim. Women don't do smicha. They can send their carbon because they don't have to do smicha. It's machloek as if they're allowed to do smicha. And therefore, there's no risk. She can send her carbon from, doesn't have to come because she's not going to do smicha anyway. Yes. Rashi, karben nashim, ish shagig b'karis. She's sending a chatas because she did a mistake in something chayiv karis. Rashi's just identifying why a person sends a chatas. So first line and a half of Tosis. Afa gav the smicha loy ma'akva, which I think I spoke out. Mikom akum ein lasas beloy smicha lechatchila. So if the carbon shows up, we won't bring it. Come here and do smicha. Guy walks in and says, Reuven asked me to bring his chatas. We'll say, go tell Reuven to come here and do smicha. So we don't bring his carbon. You don't get to judge. You can't pick and choose the Tyre Alokas.
It's not.
But the Eved means if you did it without smicha, it's kosher. But we don't do it that way.
If they would have mocked Reuven,
it would have been kosher.
It would have been kosher?
Yes. Abba gav the smicha loyma akva, the first line in Tosfos.
So, then this is a case where he sent it, he shouldn't have, but he did it.
So we don't bring it. Still lechatchila, we haven't been makrovid yet.
So, in the case of makrovid is when they forgot that smicha wasn't done.
When the animal shows up, it's still lechatchila. Now, Tosfos is busy because there are many cases that we say you can skip smicha. What? Well, it's not makav anyway, but you chatchila can do it without smicha.
Why didn't the Gemara give those answers?
Right. So Tosfos answers those are only used when smicha is impossible. Tosfos gives cases where smicha is impossible. So, but here it's possible. He can come.
No, I'm saying you can give that. Just like, I mean,
Nashim
is not a...
There's no mitzvah smicha.
Smicha has to be done at the...
Right before Shita.
In the
Azara. Correct.
How do you ever shalei? How does it be a covering?
A chatas?
Can you make a shalei to do smicha for you?
No. That's what Rashi brought down the Teres Kalim. Yadai, v'lo yad v'noi, v'lo yad shluchai. So again, that's why we have a long tesis. He's going to go through cases in Shas that we're not makbid on it. All of a sudden here, the Gemara seems to be very bothered by it. That's why Titus wrote that long tesis.
Meaning, you can come up with a tears, but these other truths are a bit more palatable.
On top of Titus says, but it's okay. Yes.
Well, wait, if Hirsch could say his answer, why can't I say mine?
I didn't say you can't. I just said Titus didn't say it.
So then you gave that remark to Hirsch also?
I basically told him that this is her example of Shas, and the Gemara doesn't say it.
Fine wage. Me, you said I'm a Russian. No.
That's for sure. And one thing for sure I didn't say is that you're saying it's illegal. You for sure know how to ask questions. You're chacham. You're chacham. I would never call you a Russian. That's for sure. You know, I disagree with your Shas, doesn't make you a Russian. You can't, you're not a Shaddai Daily Show. You're your Daily Show, you ask good questions. In fact, I saw a question on the Lady Gemara, and I said to myself, Avraham Cohen asked me this 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I was waiting to tell you, you're Mechavet of the Vegas Kasha. I think it was you, it might have been somebody else. I was misunderstanding it was you or. What? Go about to rise. Can't hear you.
Anybody knows the Chumash like they should before opening the Mishnah for the Gemara, which I don't. I would think that you don't even need to write this in the Mishnah, no?
The what?
The Halacha, that somebody sends a copy. You know in the Chumash, the case must be where it was sent either by a
woman. So the Gemara is explaining it. The Papa Amar Bechata Sa'if. Chata Sa'if does not need smicha. Rashi? No Rashi. Utsricha. Now the Gemara is explaining why we need all three cases in the Mishnah. Get, Truma, Chatas. In all three, it's the same rule. Rely on Chazaka. The Yashmin and Get Mishnah Layapshar. Get is because we don't want her to be in a guna. Remember we said? She has no recourse. She wanted to get the get, and we talked about that. Abu Truma the Absher, she could eat Chulun. Aim a lot. The Ashmin and Truma the Zimna the Absher. Sometimes she can't get Chulun. She needs to go back Truma. So that's why maybe we're Mako and go back Hazaka. Abu Chata Saiv Mishmaker the Leo Chulun Lazara. Bechata Saiv, why would be Makrib? Now, the Lashon Chulun Lazara is difficult because it's not Chulun. It just might be that the owner died. So Chulun Lazara is really not the correct word. Not Chulun, it's definitely a Chatas, but it might be the owner died. You're not allowed to bring a Chatas that the owner died. The Mepharshim have that Kash, I did not see a good answer. Tzricha, that's why I need all three cases. Rashi, Tzricha, Lemisni, Klas, Abba, Masnissen, Cheskish, Ukai, Limza, Epshish, Yania, she's poor. Shikha Parnasa, the Tilta Truma Beis Hagrana, she'll take Truma from the Beis Hagrana. Sing your Merit Hashem tomorrow, and again, everybody should have a mazel tov for beginning our 21st year of Dershim. Merit Hashem and 10.